Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chants on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Dallas Cox and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 Basketball Locker Room Chats, joined by Dallas Cox, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, getting set for another season, coming off of last year's finish where you made it to the state tournament and fell in the first round there to Sabetha in a tough, hard-fought game. But when you kind of look at your group, you do lose four of your top five scorers to graduation and your top three in Brockelman, Corona, Widrick, that well, they put a lot of time into your program, and I know that you can't ever replace people like that, but you look to have other players step up and do different things for you in your group. What are your thoughts overall about getting different girls in there this season?
Well, definitely. Will, I mean, it definitely is a new year. When you're talking about replacing 4 or 3 year starters, that's just hard to do. But I think the girls are excited about, you know, having their opportunity now to step up and play varsity basketball, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think they'll be all right. I really do.
When you look at your group, Remy Behrens obviously is one that's had a lot of playing time since she was a freshman, and I'm guessing you're expecting a bigger role from her and more production. You got the Budkeys that are there, Elena and Alexis, that have had a little time on varsity. Just overall, what are your thoughts on the group that you do have coming in, and what have you seen in practice so far?
Well, I do think we have a good nucleus with, Remy coming back. Like you said, this will be her fifth year as a starter, and I don't know if I've ever had 5 year starter, and so, she's really going to step up and need to be a leader for us. But then Josie and Elena both have, logged a lot of varsity time, mm-hmm. And then Alexis and Maeve, they're going to step in and start, and I think they'll be all right, looking for Sydney Johnson and Taryn Post at this time too to step up and just get it out on the court and see what we've got and get after it.
Concordia coming up on Friday night as you open out the season with the Lady Panthers. It's a team that hasn't had success last year. They made it to the state tournament, but they're kind of like you. They lost a lot to graduation. They do have Bergman back, who was a freshman last year, and a couple Eshbaz that are pretty solid. It looks like when you look at them, one's a freshman, so you don't know a lot about her yet. But overall thoughts on Concordia, and what do you expect to see from them on Friday night?
Well, they're going to get after it. They're a lot like us. They really are. Like you said, they've lost a lot of players to graduation and moving, and so I just don't really know what to expect as far as the total basketball game. I don't know if it's going to be an advantage one way or the other with the kids coming back, but like I said, I know our kids are hungry and they're just ready to get out and play some basketball.
Dallas Cox, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in our Locker Room Chats. Well, thank you for the time, Coach. We'll see you Friday night. Best of luck against Concordia.
All right, appreciate it.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
And back on our Beloit Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're joined by Ryan Eiler, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, getting set for yet another season, coming off of last year's 19-4 finish, where you're one game away from qualifying for state. But kind of looking at that group, you do lose some talent off of that team. And obviously with the veterans heading out, you lose Bailey there, and then RJ Jackson quite a bit there for you as a senior a year ago, and some other seniors that you lose as well. But you do have a good nucleus with Reams and those coming back. Reeman saw some time for you last year. Luke Hesting as well. Just overall thoughts, what do you think about this year's group?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of guys returning, and each year is different, and we did lose, you know, a big part of our team from a year ago. But we've got some young kids that have looked good in practice and some kids that I think are kind of, you know, been behind a few of them that are ready to step in this season and show what they can do. And so, you know, I've been pleased the way things have been going. I've liked the progress we've made. We're still going to look to get up and down some, but at the same time, we're going to have to be a little more, you know, focus a little bit more defensively so we can make sure that we get stops when we have to. But the first few weeks have been good, and it's time to play a game.
Yeah, Hunter Budke's one that I left out there when I was talking about some of your returners. But I want to talk to you about Taylor Travis, too, because he showed some flashes last year, especially in those Phillipsburg games where he got a chance to showcase the way he can shoot the ball. And it looks like he's going to be called upon for a bigger role this year for your team.
Yeah, he is. He, you know, he's one that is a great shooter and just, you know, smart kid that knows the game of basketball, and he's going to get an opportunity to show what he can do. Kadrian Cox is one that's a junior that's been playing, you know, JV kind of behind those guys that's looked good in practice, and, you know, he's got an aggressiveness to him. It's the natural athletic ability that he's going to get a chance. Noah Smith's one that is really impressed me in practice and looking to get good things out of him. And, Brendan Mason gets us a little size off the bench coming in. And so, like I said, we've got a group that anxious to see what they can do.
You're going to open out the season with Concordia on Friday. It's always that rivalry game to start the season. And the first thing you think of when you think Concordia is Holmes, and it's Cooper Holmes, who averaged 30 points a game last season. But I know that's the first thing everybody outside of the program is going to think. But Concordia does have some other quality players. What are your thoughts on the Panthers and what they bring to the table Friday?
No, they're a quality team. Obviously, Cooper led the state in scoring a year ago, and like you said, everybody right away, you know, you're going to play Cooper. But they were young last year, and their younger kids are talented. They just, you know, were young. And so I really, you know, expect to see a big jump for their role players. And so it's night number one. We've got to come out and play well, and it's against, you know, a quality kid and a quality team. And so we're going to have to do things right if we want to get a win.
It's Ryan Allard, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best luck Friday against Concordia.
All right, thank you.
And fans can hear that doubleheader with the girls' pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 and tip-off at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys on Katy Country 94, as well as NCKSSports.com, streaming video on Friday night.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Pleased to be joined by Tracy Holloway, the new head coach for the Osborne Letty Bulldogs. Coach, I know you've had an opportunity to know these girls. You've been an assistant coach for the Letty Dogs for some time here now and now taking over the head coaching role. As you kind of look at your group, you struggled a bit last year, but got some experience with some of your younger girls. What are your thoughts on this year's group and how practices have gone so far for your team?
Yeah, Dusty, I was a little concerned coming into this season. I mean, with, you know, coming off only a 4-win season, just with the attitudes of the girls and just how they'd approach, you know, the beginning of this year. But practice has been going very well so far. They seem to be real focused. Attitudes have been great. And every day at practice, you know, we've been getting good results and hard work out of each of them.
Girls basketball has always been a tradition at Osborne. How much do you think that helps when they come into a new year, even after struggling last year, to know that they want to make those improvements and maybe make their mark on Osborne basketball?
And I've stressed that to them, you know, day after day, that, you know, this is the beginning of the new year. We have got to put last year and the previous years, you know, behind us. Working with, you know, a little bit of a new group this year, losing two of the starters from last year. And, you know, they all have played great team basketball to this point. It's just that they got to stay focused and just play the game.
You get set to start the season Friday night against Southern Cloud. It's a team that you're probably not all that familiar with since you just joined the NPL not long ago and just added them to your schedule last year. Kind of looking at Southern Cloud, what do you expect to see from them? They were 14-8 a year ago, kind of an up-and-down kind of team, but they do have some talent on their group.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a good first game matchup for us this year. We played a good game with them, of course, last year, and ended up, you know, falling short right there at the end and losing by, you know, 6-7 points. But like I said, I think it's going to be a good first game matchup for us. They are returning five starters, and they are, you know, I believe much improved from where we've seen them last year. So, you know, it'll kind of give us a standing point where we're at and where we need to work on more to improve for the year.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, we certainly thank you for your time. We'll look forward to talking Letty Dog basketball with you all year, and good luck Friday night against Southern Cloud.
You bet. Thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Pleased to be joined by Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, getting set for another season as you look forward to 2015-16, kind of looking at your group. Last year you went 18-5 and lost there in the sub-state championship game to Hanover, but kind of looking at your group, you obviously have some holes to fill. You lost four of your five starters, three of those to graduation, and losing Jake to transfer as well. But just kind of looking at your team as you open out this season, how practice has been going, and how do you feel about your group this year?
Feel pretty good about our group. You know, we don't have a lot of experience back. We've got two starters, you know, Justin Birch and Colin Graybass are both starting at the end of last year. Both have to be the leaders of our team. We've got one senior out, Bryce Beffert, who doesn't have any experience at all. But I like the way this team plays. I think we lost one JV game last year, and we had a kid that was sick all week. So they know how to play together. They're not a great athletic group, but they like to play basketball, and they're smart players. And I think, you know, we'll have a chance to surprise some people this year, I think.
When you kind of look at your team, like you said, you got Justin Birch and Cullen Graybass that are back that have had a lot of experience on your team. And like you said, you don't have a lot of that. How important have they been as far as practice has been concerned for your team early on the season?
Yeah, they've both been really good in practice. And I expect that to transfer to the games. But we're going to need, you know, Pierce Walters, who's a kid who's he played a little bit last year. He's a kid that's going to have to step up and play an important part for us. And, you know, we're just going to need some younger kids to step in, too. You know, with basically no senior, I mean, with Bryce, only one senior, you know, we're going to have to play some sophomore and some freshmen. And, you know, they're going to go through some growing pains. And hopefully, you know, as they get experience, they're going to, you know, gain some confidence. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, they'll be playing like sophomores or juniors, hopefully. So,
you open out the season at home against Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night. What do you expect to see from the Warriors, a team that, that has kind of struggled over the last few years? They're just 5-17 a year ago.
Yeah. Last year, I think they played us some zone. And I don't know. I think they lost their the Bellows kid was a good player for them last year. We're going to have to just come out and play aggressive and play team basketball and, you know, play great defense like we've played in the past. I feel like our defense has kind of got better every year, and even this year coming in, I feel like we're ahead of where we've been in the past. So, you know, we just need to come out and take care of what we can do, and we should be okay. So,
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we'll look forward to talking Bulldog basketball with you all season, and best of luck against Southern Cloud Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue with our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burghardt. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Hey, welcome back in our high school basketball locker room chats on Katie Country 94. We're unable to reach Nick Lynn this week, the head coach of the Smith Center Letty Red basketball team, to preview the 2015-16 season for the Letty Red. They're coming off of last year's finish, where they went 13-8 and finished 5-3 in the Mid-Continent League. The Letty Red finished their season with a loss in the first round of Substate to Plainville a year ago, losing 53-38. So Smith Center again last year 13-8. From that team, they did lose three seniors at graduate, including leading scorer Drew Mann, as well as Addison Kingsbury and Cheyenne Heilman, who were seniors on that group a year ago for Smith Center. And this year they do return, though, four seniors: Michelle Palmer, Macy Nixon, Sierra Kuhn, and Bailey Strine, seniors that will definitely have an impact for Smith Center this year, as well as Sarah Mann, 5'11 junior in the post, and Michaela Dietz, a junior. And keep an eye on those two as well for Smith Center. And we'll look forward to talking with Coach Lynn this season about his group. They're going to open out the season coming up on Friday night. They'll take on Plainville, the team that eliminated them from the playoffs a season ago. And Smith Center will be at Plainville this Friday night, beginning at 6:15, a Mid-Continent League game to start the season before they get set for the Thunderbird Invitational next week, where they will be at Rock Hills on Tuesday, and then on Friday they will host Pike Valley for playing in the finals of that tournament on Saturday. Smith Center Letty Red basketball. Again, we'll hope to chat with Nick Lynn next week about his first couple games and get thoughts on Smith Center Letty Red for 2015-16 in high school basketball. Stay tuned when we come back on our Smith Center Locker Room Chats. We'll be joined by Joe Burghardt, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team, on Katy Country 94 and online at katycountry94.com.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free: a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement Used Tractor Sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined now by Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, getting set for the 2015-16 season. Taking a look back, you went 6-14 a year ago. You've got a couple of returning starters from that team, and Blake Hackert and Thane Benoit, and three other letter winners that returned. So definitely some experience coming back from that group. What are your thoughts on how things have gone in practices as you get ready for this season?
You know, the football team made a nice run this year, so we missed out on a week of practices, but kind of okay with that. Really happy with what we've been able to accomplish, though, in our limited amount of time. And, you know, we've got Plainville this Friday, and I'm, you know, kind of excited to get on the floor and see what we look like against another team.
When you look at your group this year, is there anybody that's standing out that I didn't mention there that maybe is primed for a nice season to maybe, you know, fill in a different role for you?
You know, kind of early to tell on that. Mm-hmm. We're looking at playing as a overall group and, you know, hoping that maybe each night we can have a different guy step up sure. and take the lead role for us.
When you look overall at this year's Mid-Continent League, it's always a tough league that you play in, and I know Hill City's usually toward the top of it. You got a 4A school in TMP now in the league, and it just kind of looking at the league overall, what are your thoughts on how your team can compete in that?
Well, I have to agree. You know, Hill City, you know, I think they're going to be really good this year, and I think they're going to set the bar for the league, and I think everybody's playing to catch them. Overall, though, I think we fit right well in the mix. I think it's going to be a very competitive league from top to bottom, and I think we'll give it a good run at being very competitive with everybody else.
Like you said earlier, you're going to open out the season coming up on Friday night with Plainville. It's a team that usually year in and year out, they're typically pretty good on the basketball floor. What do you expect to see from the Cardinals coming up Friday?
Well, you know, I know they lost two of their top scorers mm-hmm. from last year, but I really expect them to be aggressive on defense, really push the tempo on offense and defense. And so we got to work really hard at slowing them down with some transition defense and be able to attack and score on our offensive opportunities.
So Joe Burghardt, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for your time, and good luck against Plainville coming up on Friday. Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement's service department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Dalen Rathbun. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Big's Pizza and Pub in Lincoln. And by the Bank of Tesco.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards girls basketball team. Coach, thanks for taking the time to be with us. Just kind of taking a look at what you've got coming into the 2015-16 year, coming off of a 12-10 year, 8-4 in the Northern Plains League a year ago. And you do lose three seniors, a couple that gave you minutes in Herring and Zatko, but you have five girls basically that have had starting experience that are coming back. Just overall, what are your thoughts about this year's unit and how you think they can fare?
Yeah, we've got a lot of experience returning. That's definitely going to be one of our strengths. Kayla Herring was really the only senior last year that started for us on a consistent basis, and so we've got guard experience, we've got post experience coming back. So the expectations are pretty high. I know the girls are the senior. We've got seven seniors out this year, and I know that they have some pretty high expectations set for themselves. So You know, we still got to go out and take care of business. We've got to, you know, get everybody involved. We should be able to have an inside game and an outside game. But our league's going to be awfully good because there are a lot of other schools have a lot of girls back too. But we're looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
You can open out the season with Bennington coming up on Friday night. It's a team that their record, I don't think, always indicates how good they are and some of the talent that they have. What do you think about Bennington and what do you expect to see from them on Friday?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, they play in that Heart of America League, which is traditionally very solid in the girls' sports. And so they may not end up the year with a real flashy record, but they have very good athletes. And usually by the end of the season, you know, they're coming around to be a pretty solid team. I'm kind of glad we play them first thing. And I don't really know what to expect this year. I know they've got a coaching change over there again this year, and so things will be a little bit different. But they had a couple of tall girls last year that caused us some trouble. They had a 6-foot girl on the inside and about a 5'10 or 5'11 girl that played inside and outside, and they hurt us a little bit last year. So they lost those two girls. We should have an advantage on the inside this year. But the thing about them is, like I said, they're very good athletes. They're going to get out and put a lot of pressure on us. They're going to be in our face on defense, and we're going to have to handle that, which with our experience, our senior leaders and a lot of senior guards, we should be able to handle that. So, but it's a good test for us right out of the gate. We'll find out where we're at, and it should be a good challenge. But I think if we play well, we should be right there in the end.
Steve Crist, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards girls basketball team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season on Friday against Bennington.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate your time also.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
Welcome back on our Lincoln Locker Room Chats. Dalen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln boys, joining us now on Katy Country 94. Coach, went 12-11 a season ago and have quite a bit of experience returning. In fact, all five of your starters are back from last year's team, led by Zach Walter and Christian Emmert, definitely one of your top shooters as well, and Matt David on the inside of the post, just to name a few. But just kind of looking at your team, how excited are you to get going here in 2015-16 with that experience coming back?
It's been my third year here, and finally good to get some experience. But last 2 years, I've only had one senior, and one or two seniors in both years. So now I've got a multiple number of seniors. So it does help, you know, get some experience there, and you can be able to do some things.
How big was it for your team? I know you went 12-11, but you did finish 9-3 in the Northern Plains League, and just to take that next step, because you had some struggles the year before that, like you said, without experience, and now to get some of these guys with some experience under their belt, how big was that, and how much can you build off of that?
It was huge. Last year, I thought we ended the season, and the guys grew up a little bit, and they got some confidence. We had some key wins last year against Tangawa, and we were able to gain a tremendous amount of confidence from that win. And I think they found out what they could do, and hopefully that will carry over this year and to a lot of the games. I think if we can use that experience to our advantage and take care of what we're supposed to be and take care of, we can be fairly successful.
You're going to open out the season Friday night at home against Bennington. It's a team that has had a lot of success in the past, one of the better boys teams really in the area, and they seem to always be pretty scrappy and a pretty good group. What do you expect to see from Bennington this year?
Bennington They're always good. They have a new coach at Curtis Pickering, and that's going to make them adjustment there. But they have the Benson boys. They have a pretty good nucleus back, and they did like to play basketball. And so that's going to be a tough beginning. And hopefully, that will help their advantage. If playing a tough team, maybe that will make us step up and be able to compete with them.
Staylen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck against Bennington on Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns for the first time this season. Coach, kind of looking back at what you had last year. You went 19-4 and made it to the state tournament, losing in the first round to St. Paul. You've got quite a bit of experience back from that team, and four seniors and a junior that have had a lot of experience for your group in Berger, Webb, Riley, Peterson, and Breton. I know that you're probably pretty excited about some of the younger ones you got coming in as well. What are your thoughts on building maybe off of last year's performance?
Well, I think we might be a little bit better. I think our depth's going to be more substantial for us this year. We've got a real good freshman class coming in, and I think they're going to help out a lot down the stretch. We got to get them in sync with what we're doing offensively and defensively, and future looks real bright for us this year.
One of the things, when I look at your roster, it looks like you got some size this year. Not that you haven't had in the past, but it looks like you might have more of an advantage from that standpoint. Does it kind of look like that as you've seen them in practice so far?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. We've been blessed with quite a bit of size for quite a few years now, but I'd say we're better than average as far as that's concerned. But if the posts know what they're doing inside, that makes all the difference in the world. Just because you have the size doesn't make the basketball player. So hopefully we can get them to be more of a force on the interior and be able to use it.
You'll open out the season coming up on Friday night against Chase. It's a team that, they've struggled a lot in girls athletics over the last few years, 3-18 last year. Just kind of looking at Chase, what do you expect to see from them as you go play them on Friday?
To be honest, I haven't even dug any film up on them at all. And what I remember last year when we played them, they're one of those teams that, even though they're 3-18 last year, they're still competitive. And we're going to have to just take care of business right away, and it'll take care of itself. But if we're unable to do that, go down there and let them hang around, it could be one of those deals where they gain confidence and start building up on their own program.
Obviously, Kensington to Chase is a pretty long road trip. Do you have any concerns about that when you have this as your season opener?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Just kind of wondering what kind of start you get. It's always a concern setting that long and being cooped up. But we've done it one other time before. Mm-hmm. It worked out, but like you say, it's not the ideal conditions. But we'll just make the most of it.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, we thank you for your time. We'll look forward to talking with you all season. Good luck out at Chase on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're joined now by John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, after struggling last year going 2-18, you do have some players back with some experience from last year's team and looking forward to the 2015-16 season. What are some of the things that you're seeing in your boys in practice here that looks like could lead to improvement for your team this year?
Got a couple awfully good athletic seniors in Jordan Gehring and Gavin Taylor, and they've been doing a nice job in practice. And then you add last year's starter, Cade Van Eaton, in there, and then throw Michael Gibson, who's bigger, faster, stronger, and that's a good core of kids to lead the team. But we basically started over after last year at Thunder Ridge and going 2-19. We got a lot of nice freshmen are coming in and got decent numbers this year, got 17. A few of them need to take care of their academics, but so far so good, and looking forward to playing Friday night.
What are the biggest things you're looking for from this group as you get set to start the season?
Well, they got to pay attention mentally, the biggest thing, and know the plays and execute it. We're looking for a better defensive performance than last year. At times we put the ball in the hoop pretty good, but didn't play a lick of defense. So we're trying to stress basic defense and have better ball control, and still got a couple guards in Gavin Taylor that Cade Van Eaton can shoot the ball pretty well. So we need to lock down on our defense for sure.
You're going to open out the season with Chase coming up on Friday night. It's a team that, you know, gradually has made improvement on both the football field and the basketball court, and they do have some athletes there. What are your thoughts on Chase as you head out to their place coming up on Friday night?
Well, I don't think they're going to surprise anybody this year. They're going to be a little bit smaller than a lot of people, but they can shoot lights out and they can run the floor, and they have several seniors, so it's always a challenge when you drive 2 hours down there around Great Bend to play at Chase, but hopefully it'll be a great ball game, and we can start out and challenge them and then make a showing next week in the preseason tournament.
And you talk about the preseason tournament as you get set for that. How big is it for you to really open out the season well and be feeling comfortable and confident about yourself after that Chase game?
Well, I hope the kids realize after 2 weeks that turnovers are important, because if it's not, it's going to slap them upside the head, and they're going to run a lot next week after each game, because we're going to go with our turnover versus our assist versus turnover ratio, and if they don't have more assists than turnovers, they run. So I think they're believing in it, but once you see it on paper and they run, maybe they'll really believe it. So we got to limit our turnovers and play good defense next week to give ourselves a chance.
John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to talking with you all season, and good luck here at Chase on Friday.
Yep, thanks a lot, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.